Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
During a prayer meeting, Ira Sankey was asked to sing. After the meeting, Moody said to him, "You are the man I have been looking for these past 8 years." Going forward, the two were inseparable. Ira sang and sometimes led the choir. Moody spoke. Ira said of Moody, "One of the greatest compliments to his preaching was that the sermon that would hold the rapt attention of the most intelligent at the congregation would also be listened to with the same earnestness by the children present." In 1872, Moody preached his second series of meetings in England. The meetings grew. In Newcastle, special trains brought people from surrounding cities and towns. From North England, Moody and Sankey went to Scotland. Moody probably addressed 30,000 people in Edinburgh and as many as 40,000 in Glasgow, all without microphones or sound systems. Then meetings were held in Liverpool and London, England. The result was a stirring of England not seen since the days of Wesley and Whitfield. The two went back and forth from England to America until 1899, when Moody held his last meetings in Kansas City. While there, he was seized with heart trouble and hastened home to die. Among his last words were, "This is my triumph. This is my coronation day. I have been looking forward to it for years." And he went home, having preached the gospel to 100 million people.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.